Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 194 of the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
You can almost smell episode 200. It's almost here.
It's right there. It's so close. It's almost ready.
Yeah. Now,
it's like a barbecue, a backyard barbecue.
Yeah,
and when
the stuff's in the fridge, but you know it's going to be cooked soon.
No. It's when the meat is on the grill and you're smelling it.
That's 198.
And it's close.
That's 198.
The meat's not still in the fridge at 194.
Scary. The barbecue is on Sunday, and we're excited about it on Friday. That's what's happening. Hey, we're going to a barbecue on Sunday. We're 6 episodes away. That's a month
and a
half.
I think the meat is on the grill and you're starting to smell it, the aroma.
Nah, that's 198 at best. Maybe 197,
really?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm just saying 194. Like, walkers and talkers, we're up at 202 now. Like, we blew past 200.
Yeah, you guys got past us somehow.
And when I just got an email from our boy Matt, Matt at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com,
that's
our
right.
Merch
Ooh,
store.
Yeah, I feel like we're role-playing and we're switching roles. Well, you're doing the that's now. I feel uncomfortable with this.
Well.
Anyway, so we have sold an exorbitant number of Walkers and Talkers shirts. So I'm very excited. Thank you, everyone.
Good. So, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate the fact that you're actually coming to the website.
Yes.
You know, and you're checking out. Maybe you're checking out some Brooklyn Boys merch that you didn't pick up the first time around.
That's right.
Well, there'll be more in the Brooklyn Boys merch store soon enough.
Right.
Now, by the way, everyone thinks I was exaggerating. I told you I was not exaggerating when I posted that picture of the flower arrangements from the funeral. If you were listening to 193, you know what I'm talking about.
You listened in order. You absolutely did.
If you're not, don't know what you're talking about. After this episode, listen to 193, then go back to zero. But I told you about the funeral and that I went to, and the funeral flower arrangement, the flower arrangements were a gun, a cigar, a golf course, and a middle finger, like a fist giving the middle finger, all in flowers. I said 4 feet tall, but so many people, when I posted the pictures at the Brooklyn Boys all over our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, give you the trifecta on that one, they were saying, all the comments were like, wow, I envisioned them to be big, but I thought you guys were going overboard with your descriptions. No, man, that big, big, tall shit.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Unbelievable. Although, seeing it again, I laughed again, I have to say.
Got to look at that, our social media, at the Brooklyn Boys, and you'll see the visual to the audio. It's like the visual companion.
Yeah.
But Robin Margolis.
Huge fan of
Robin. She's hilarious because she picks out everything.
She's wrong.
Well, according to her, she said that the ring... So it was a fist giving a middle finger,
right.
And the middle finger was facing us, and it was all made of flowers.
Right, it's a right hand, and the wedding ring should be on the left hand.
That's right, so the ring finger has the ring on the finger, and right. She's like, well, wait a second, the ring goes on the left hand.
Well, people wear rings on their right hand, it doesn't have to be a wedding ring.
Yeah, but this... Well, okay.
It's not a wedding ring. It's just a ring on the finger. Maybe the guy was known. You know, like, kiss the ring. Some people, some Italians like to wear the ring.
Wait, I'm lifting my middle finger now to see if it matches. Wait a second. No, you're right. It is a right hand.
Right, but people wear rings on their right hand. It doesn't say, this is my wedding ring.
Okay, but I assumed it was the wedding ring.
No, okay.
It's all anyway.
Move on.
All right, whatever. Anyway, whatever. Thank you, Robin. I love when people... are so attentive to detail, like really close.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you for writing in. A lot of people responded to that picture, so we're going to need to post some more. We need to post more shit.
You know? Yeah, I have, you know what I have? I'm going to post, so this is Wednesday as we're recording this. I'll put by the time you hear this, I should have it posted up. There was a review of, I'm going to send you the picture. I got to send you the review. Did I send you the picture of the cables on Amazon?
No.
I didn't. I'm going to send it to you now.
By the way, I get one commentary from the Twitter, which you'll like.
Go ahead.
Peanuts Poppy responded to the picture of that and said, hey, how do you order that from the florist? Can I get the Flatbush package with the Sheepshead Bay upgrade?
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
So if you know, you know. You don't. It's okay.
It's very Brooklyn. It's really
very. That was a very Brooklyn reference right there.
Hey, so I did a podcast guest appearance. Wait, let me know when you get the picture. We'll talk about it in a minute. I did a guest appearance on a podcast for our friend Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly works for the comedy company, the comedy division of our radio company.
Yes.
Right? Premier Comedy. And he works in one division, and I work in another. And I sort of helped him get the job, and he's a stand-up comic. And he has been the warm-up comic for The View and Good Morning America and Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And if you've never been to a taping of a show... A warm-up comic is the guy who entertains the crowd, usually like the 20 minutes before the actual filming starts. Tells you when to laugh, when to clap, gets you in a good mood, right? Mm-hmm. He's a funny guy, Tom. He's a good guy.
He's the warm-up guy.
Warm-up guy. So he has a website. He's on social media at Tom Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at Tom Kelly Show.
Oh, he'll like that plug.
I know he will. And I think the website is tomkellyshow.com. You should be able to find it. I tweeted it today on October 20th from at David Brody. And it was supposed to be, he begged, you know, he didn't beg me, but he's like, oh, could you please find time for a 20-minute podcast? All you need is 20 minutes. All you need is 20 minutes. And I said, sure. Yeah, I'll find 20 minutes. It took a couple of weeks. We found time for it. And he likes to, he normally does podcasts without a guest. He talks about whatever he wants to talk about.
Which is very difficult, by the way.
Yeah,
to just
is.
Do
it
your
is.
Own podcast by yourself and not
right.
have anyone there with you.
It's not a crime drama or anything. It's and so he said, I like to interview people that I feel were influential in my career and that I look up to, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but that's why he wanted me. He says that on the podcast. And so I had to find 20 minutes to do a podcast with him. Now, I don't know if you remember. We talked about it on this podcast. I want to say about 30 episodes ago that I was asked to do 15 minutes an interview of 15 minutes on a science fiction podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember this.
And I ended up doing an hour and something. And
I remember that.
He only posted 15 minutes and then put the rest of it behind a paywall and made money off of it. But it was because, you know, Scary, you and I talk. We go off on tangents. We get on a roll.
It's what we do.
And so my 20 minutes with Tom, how long do you think we ended up recording?
You and Tom. I mean, well, knowing you and knowing Tom, the way the both of you don't like
right.
to, you know,
right.
you know, you don't curtail it. You guys go joke for joke. I want to say 75 minutes.
You are correct.
How about that? See, my mental calculator is sharp today.
let's put it this way. I spoke to him about my free dessert theory because something came up in the conversation and he wanted me to explain it. And I explained, which he loved, by the way. He apparently had never heard the full-blown free dessert explanation. And I think he's making that its own episode. So he's going to cut up the 115 minutes into multiple episodes. Mm. But check it out after you listen to this, to future. Hey, listen, don't put it on the back. Don't put it ahead of the Brooklyn Boys episodes. But it's I think it's entertaining.
Right. Is he going to take the rest of that footage and put it behind a paywall and charge people?
Yeah, right? The audio? Yeah. No, he's going to split it up. No, we had a good time. We had a good time. But episode 113 of the Tom Kelly Show podcast. And feel free to check out other episodes. I haven't listened to previous, but I might. Mm-hmm. Tom's been a friend for a long time. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. But I just wanted to say, in typical David Brody fashion, he mentioned Wicker. And of course, I went off on a Wicker tangent.
Right. Wicker? You went off on a Wicker tangent here on this podcast.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, what was I talking about? Do you remember?
It was the Wicker furniture from that place that you, was it Fairway? Well, you got the Wicker. Well, you got the second one.
From Wayfair.
Yeah, was that Wayfair?
It wasn't really Wicker.
It wasn't Wicker.
No, I think it was Wicker. Okay. It was black, and it was like an eggshell.
Wicker.
You sit in.
I didn't even know her.
That's what I said on the podcast with him. Yeah,
of course.
Did you get the picture I sent you?
I did. I'm staring at it right now.
Okay, so I get all my phone charging cables. And by the way, this is a pet peeve of mine. One more pet peeve of mine. My kids do this, and I've met other people that do it also. They ask for a phone charger, but they mean the cable.
So what you sent me
They say, can I borrow your charger? What they mean is, can I borrow your cable? The charger is the box you plug
into. The charger's the box, right.
Right, but my kids, I go, I need another charger.
iPhone charger.
And I give them a charger. They go, no, the long one. I go, that's the cable. Okay, so I was buying them new ones because eventually they wear out or they break, whatever. And so this is an ad for a 3-pack of 6-foot charging cables. And in the picture, it shows the three tops, which is the USB part.
USB-A, right?
And the three bottoms, which is the iPhone cord connector.
Lightning, right.
The lightning cable, right? So it shows you the three tops and the three bottoms.
Correct.
And
it's the same sound looks like the three of the same cable.
Right. And I always check the reviews. I know all the good ones aren't always real, but the negative ones tend to be real. Mm-hmm. Tend to be. So I like to read a few positives to see if they're real, a few negatives. And these cables were not getting 5 stars, so I wanted to check out the reviews. And one of the negative reviews says, deceptive description. The package only contained 3 pieces, yet the picture shows 6 pieces. Why is that? I'm very disappointed.
You fucking moron.
So this idiot gave a bad review on Amazon because it shows 6 cables. No, you fucking moron.
That's the other end of the cable, you asshole. Oh, my God. How stupid can you be?
And unfortunately, unlike Instagram, Amazon doesn't let you write a comment on someone's comment.
Otherwise, you would have tore into that person.
Oh, it's killing me. Killing me that I can't comment.
That sucks. They should really allow that.
Yeah, they should. They should, but they do not.
Oh, my God. I'm so angry. I'm angry.
Yeah, me too. I'm living to find a way to make a nasty comment.
There's no way you could like find his screen name, do some research, maybe catch him on Instagram or something, or slide into his DMs.
Well, it's at Loving Soul.
You know he's got at least a handle.
I think it's a woman. Loving Soul. She's so loving. She's complaining about not getting 6 cables.
Right. She's the opposite. She's doing the opposite of what her handle says. I love those people too.
And it's you know what? You know how much the three cables are?
How much?
$5.99. You wanted 6 for $5.99? What pieces of shit are you looking to buy? $1 a cable. Awful. And don't tell me you buy cables at the dollar store for $1 and they're great. They aren't.
No, they're terrible.
They last 6 months and you don't realize
it. They're going to cause your next fire. Next thing you know, the whole cabin will be burning down.
Right. Oh, the cables, there's no difference. There's plenty of difference. There's charging time and there's longevity.
That's right.
A lot of people don't realize cables charge at different times. So you can plug in a good cable, and it might say your phone will charge in 47 minutes.
I've done my research on that.
Then you put in the shitty cable, and it says your phone will completely charge in 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Certain,
so there are differences.
They move at certain speeds, and the old cables versus new, the connection, you've got to check that. There's a YouTube, it's a great YouTube video for the iPhone users listening to this, and I'm talking to you guys. Not you, Brody. But I will say there's a great YouTube video about the iPhone chargers. Oh, man, I should actually post that. But it shows you all the cables and which one is the best one. And honestly, right now, the fastest charging cable for an iPhone is the new larger, not the regular Ice Cube, the little square one, the old school one. There's a brand new one that looks a little bit larger.
Yeah, from Apple.
From Apple that comes with the, right. That one into the, it's native wire into USB, what is it? USB-C, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
it
is.
Yeah, because it's just the perfect frequency for the phone.
Correct.
That's it's, right, yeah.
Right, so USB-C connector to lightning into the
wall. What is the frequency, Kenneth? Do you know?
I don't know. I think it's 12 watts.
18, oh, you 20. Missed that one. That was an REM reference.
That was an REM reference. Yep. No, actually, that is the reference for...
It's Dan Rather. It's an REM song, though.
Yeah, so as we go to a commercial break, the newsman, Dan
You're
Rather...
You're teasing the commercial break?
Yeah, I'm
teasing. You want people to get excited about the commercials coming up?
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to hit him with it.
The Brock and Mars Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
So that as I was saying,
that was mean.
As I was saying before the commercials, no, Dan Rather, was
legendary newsman,
yeah,
Dan Rather.
Didn't someone try and
CBS
shoot
CBS News?
To try and shoot him.
Mugged him. They were like they were sort of almost kidnapping him.
Yes,
and all he remembered was one of them kept asking him what the frequency was.
What
Kenneth?
Is the frequency, What's, Kenneth?
What is that? Right. So REM wrote a song. What's the frequency, Kenneth? She said, which makes no sense. They just threw it in the song.
I can't believe that. I mean, I can't believe one random thing leads to another random thing,
well,
and then they have a hit on their
hands. It's no different than Fallout Boy when with the line in the song, she tastes just like you, only sweeter, right? Something like that. It's from the Jennifer Garner movie, 30 going on 13 or 13 going on 30. It's a line from a movie, but it means nothing in the song. It doesn't really make sense.
It's just something that's thrown there as a pop culture reference, like,
yeah.
In case, all right, anyway.
All
right.
Yeah, bare naked ladies do that all the time. They just throw shit in. You're like, what are they talking about?
Their entire nothing. Yeah, their entire being is that.
No, just the song 1 week.
1 week, classic song. That's my favorite
that's
song
right.
from them.
Well, that's that's
a lot
then.
Of it's non sequiturs back to back to back.
You're
to back
a poser
to back.
And a hoser because they're Canadian, but they have a fantastic catalog of music. As some of their stuff is funny, they do comedy songs, and some of the stuff is just very catchy and poignant. Mm-hmm. They run the gamut.
They run the gamut. Hey, last weekend, I went to go see Tyler Henry. You know who Tyler Henry is?
I do not.
You're not going to... You don't? Okay. He's a Hollywood medium. He's the guy...
Oh, I heard you tell the story on the air. Bullshit.
Okay, I knew it. See, this is why I'm bringing it up. Because I knew you were sitting there stewing in your own juices.
Ugh.
What a visual, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Stewing in your own juices. So, Tyler Henry, Hollywood medium. He had a TV show. He went around to Hollywood. Me, nothing. My girlfriend paid for the tickets.
Oh my
this was
God.
Her idea, not mine.
Oh, my God.
So, Brody, I was like you in this case. I went in as a non-believer. I'm sitting there like, okay, here we go. So if you don't know him, again, he had a show where he would knock on Hollywood doors, go inside, and then he would literally...
When you say Hollywood doors, you mean the doors of Hollywood?
The doors of stars and celebrities.
Right, okay.
And he would do readings for them. And people would come through, like, in their family. And then they would film the show, and you would see these actors and actresses. And even though they are actors and actresses, they weren't acting when Ice-T and Coco were there. And he was, like, telling them all about, you know, so-and-so wanted to get through and say the following thing, you know.
It doesn't hurt that Ice-T and Coco are a little kooky to begin with, that they might be susceptible.
What I'm saying is I went into that audience as a non-believer.
Yep.
Ended up believing everything this guy said. This guy really is a clairvoyant.
I got a bridge to sell you.
No.
Uh-huh.
No. So the second half of the show, now I thoroughly enjoyed it, but the second half of the show was...
You know P.T. Barnum was...
He was the circus guy.
You know what his slogan was?
Yeah, there was a sucker born every minute.
Okay, sorry. What time did you go to the show?
Yeah. Brody.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go on. You're going to offend a lot of people here because...
No, I'm not offending them. I'm only offending you.
Some people have a way about them. They have...
They've got a way about them. Sorry, Billy.
Are you not...
Am I not entertained, Gladiator? Yes, I'm entertained. Go on.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you an example. So basically, people... And, you know, come to him, the spirits, you know, whatever. So, you know, so if he's in a house, it's concentrated and focused. The energies are focused on that family. Okay. In the audience, you got 800 people there. So he's got to fight off all these spirits and people trying to come through. No, but he is. Right.
Crowded, crowded place.
So he walks around. He paces the floor. He goes, all right, I'm being pulled in this direction. Oh, no, I'm being pulled in this direction. Wait, what? Hold on a second.
I'm sensing the letter M.
Wait, no. So then he goes, right.
Mark, Mary, is it Martin?
I'm going to give you one example.
He did it. Jane? Is it Jane? Yes, Jane has an N. It's like an M. Yes, Jane.
He did this five times. So finally, you know, five different people. Okay, but I'm going to give you one example. Okay.
Please,
so he says, Bob.
Edge of my seat.
He says, I'm seeing, there's a Bob, and Bob. I don't know if it's somebody in the audience or if it's someone's father or somebody past who's Bob. Okay, so now there's a problem because Bob died in a really terrible, tragic way. But then there's a second layer where something really bad happened after that. Where it's bad. And then now there's a trifecta of bad things, a series of bad events. Is there, and then three or four people from the audience kind of come to the microphone in the middle and say, that's me. And then he sends one person away and then he goes, maybe it's you. And then he kind of auditions them or something. And then finally the guy gets to the microphone that he wants to talk to. And he goes, yes. What's your name? He goes, oh, I'm Jerry. Okay. He goes, who's Bob? Bob's my father. Okay. Bob's your father. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I understand Bob died several years ago. And then the guy shakes his head. Yes. Bob died several years ago. My father. Yeah. In year 2000. How did he die? And then the guy says, oh yeah, well he got into a car accident or something, or it was tragic. Okay, great. That matches up. Next thing you know, Tyler Henry then says, and I understand there was a lot of family belongings, a lot of things that meant a lot to him. And they were lost in a terrible, terrible house fire recently. The guy stood there, put his hands over his mouth, and just lost it. He was like, that's my father. Yes. And yes, there was a bad fire and we feel terribly about it. We lost everything that belonged to him, all the mementos. So Tyler was like, well, that's why he came through tonight to tell you that your father said these are just material things. They mean nothing. Stop stressing over it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. And then the third layer was something that Tyler didn't say out loud, but he kind of alluded to. Was like, I guess there was a family fight over money or something to that effect. Okay. But he didn't want to get too personal because he's in front of 800 people and he's telling this guy's life story.
Yeah,
so, okay. Okay. So then, you know, there was a big round of applause. Anyway, times that by five different people who he honed in on. This guy's a genius. He actually has a gift.
Okay, so let me play devil's advocate for you. Number one, the guy in the audience could have been a plant. Could have been. You don't know. Number two, if he was a clairvoyant, right? He said, oh, your father died tragically somehow, right? Listen to your story back when you when we record this and you post it. You said, yeah, my father died of, what, it was a car accident, right?
Yeah.
But I sensed something else happened. Something else happened.
No, no. He had said that before he even got to this guy.
No. He said, what else happened? And who told the story about the house fire?
Oh, Tyler did.
Tyler did? You said yeah. The guy told
it. No, said, Tyler did. The
Tyler
guy
said,
the
I
guy
sensed there was a house fire?
There was a... The belongings were lost years later.
But who told
house.
That story that the belongings were lost?
Tyler.
You said the guy did.
No, Tyler did. The guy told the story of him dying in a car accident. He honed in on him there.
Right.
But Tyler got it right.
So Tyler out of nowhere said, and I see that all those belongings were destroyed.
Oh, yeah. He said that before the guy got on stage.
But, no, he I'm said
before the
second,
guy showed
he
up.
He said there was a secondary thing right. And maybe a third thing.
Yeah.
You yep. didn't say he said, and there was a house fire. You didn't say that. You said
so.
You said when what something else happened, and you said the guy said, "Yeah, the house burned down. We lost everything."
No, Tyler actually told him said that said in an inquisitive fashion. Was it a house fire that like almost was confirming what he was hearing from his dad that was talking to
you
him?
You sure? All right, maybe I didn't hear it right
now. Okay. But
you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Robin was okay. there. My girlfriend was there.
No. I'm asking if you're sure you just told that story just now.
Yeah.
Tyler said you lost everything in a house
yes.
fire.
Yes. He said it point blank before the guy could even say.
All right. I'm convinced.
Thank you.
I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced. Of course, you thought the guy was a plant.
There's nothing in the human brain genetically that any scientist has ever. Look, listen, slices. If you believe it, that's fine. If you get enjoyment, if you've had it done and you believe, that's fine. I'm a skeptic. That's all. I don't believe the human brain.
I went in half-hearted and I came out a full-on believer.
All right. Well.
But the only thing, the reason why I was bringing it up was not just to say, it was more about, do I want this in a public forum? Because if you think about it, because there were some people that started walking out. And the reason why is because that's a lot of people come there. Well, there's a lot of desperation in the room because a lot of people want to come there for answers and closure
in
their personal life. So you walk in, you're in the middle of Atlantic City. You're in the middle of Atlantic City, which is great. And there's all this exciting stuff.
It's like
casino.
Going to a tarot card reader.
It's a casino. There's craziness going on. And then you enter this theater and you feel like you're walking into a funeral. And everyone, and there's this air of desperation. And then the show starts, and then everyone thinks that they're going to be called on when in reality, five people got their readings done. Everyone else just.
Yeah, but it brings peace to people because everyone else says, you know what? My loved one must be out there as well because everyone's loved ones are out
right.
there.
Right. Well, there's that. But a lot of people
and
were like,
how did the loved one know to go to Atlantic City? Well, how did Bob know to go to Atlantic City?
No, because Tyler is a clairvoyant, so he just kind of whoever's in the room.
So if Bob's spirit was like in the Eiffel Tower,
because the sun was there in the audience.
So you think the spirits just follow you around forever?
Yeah, I think so.
What if they have two kids?
They're always with us. They're always with
us. What if you have four kids, eight kids? You can't be in eight places.
There was energy in the room, and Tyler felt it. All I'm saying is,
oh, I'm sure he felt it all the way to the bank.
But my one that was my criticism. My two criticisms are. A, everybody, you know, five people end up getting satisfied. Everybody else walks out like, what the fuck? You know, it's kind of deflating. And do you really, you know, you're listening to these stories and the only thing you could be excited about is that he got it right. That's a payoff. Mm-hmm. But if it was me, let's say like my Aunt Millie came through, I would have been scared shitless because I don't want to go up onto the microphone and be, I don't want him doing this reading in front of 800 people or saying things that I don't want to be said. Or,
what did you do with your Aunt Millie? Did you guys make out? What's going on?
No, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want.
It's gross.
I just think it's a weird. I think that a reading is a private thing. And the fact that you have 800 people in an audience, it's kind of, to me, slightly icky because it's not my. I would want it done in private. I want the reading done. But I want him to come over to my house and hang out with me and my family, and then we talk. I don't want it on a microphone in front of 800 strangers. So to me, that's where he lost.
Can we at least agree that nobody goes to these things unless they've got unresolved issues for the most part?
I would agree with that.
What's Robin's unresolved issue?
You know, I asked her that. She said it's pure entertainment for her. Okay. I asked her that same question.
Right, but you have to realize most of those people are going for salvation or hope. And that's great. I'm a big fan of anything that brings people peace, as long as it doesn't cost you your bank account. You know, as long, like you see these scams on television, like these documentaries, these Dateline shows where, you know, people get sold their homes to pay a clairvoyant to tell them about their daughter. And, you know, that was a scam. So as long as you don't spend a lot of money and it brings you happy, I'm fine with it. It's no different than religion in my mind. Whether you believe in religion or God or whatever, if it brings you inner peace, I'm fine with it. I would never tell anyone don't believe in that religion or what.
Yeah.
Well, my beliefs are irrelevant. What I believe in, what I practice, if it brings you happiness and you don't force your beliefs on me, God bless you.
Right.
It's only when you force your, you believe that the 75 rules you were taught have to be for everyone.
Now, if only we can all respect each other in other facets of life as well, with those same rules.
I respect everyone unless their grammar's bad. Then I have to tell them.
Okay.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I'm loving that jingle.
The one we played earlier before the commercials?
People know what I mean. The one that played before the commercials. Yeah. The Febreze one.
Yeah, I like that too.
Be happy, Febreze.
Now, la 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 la.
That's not what they say in the commercial. That's not how they sing it.
Fa la 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 la.
No, not fa la la. It's not a Christmas song.
La 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 fa. I'm in a weird mood tonight.
Why?
I got my parents blowing up my phone. They're hanging out. You know, my parents are empty. They're empty nesters. So they're in Delray right now with their...
That's Florida, in case you didn't
know. Delray Beach, Florida, with their other couple. The other couple now that my father's...
The one they swing with.
My father's... You know something? My father's known him since he was a teenager. And
so
then,
it's okay then. It's fine.
They were double dating together. My Uncle Bob...
Would your parents ever swing? Like, do you think your parents would ever swing?
Oh, my God, Brody. Stop. I can't even think about this. All right. No. I'm going to go with no, hard no.
But, bro, I'm going out with that other girl tonight. You want to swap?
Oh, my. Stop it. Well, anyway, Bobby and Carol and Roseanne and Tony, they're together in Delray Beach. So I'm helping them get to into this hotel for tomorrow.
I met a friend of Bob and Carol's. I told you that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Asked me if I know you. She's like, do you work on the show? Do you know Skiri?
I always find that fascinating when people come up to you and, you know, you like as soon as they find out I'm working at Z100 in New York and they're like, so have you ever met Elvis Duran?
Right. Yeah, so I get that a lot. Not being a host of the show or on air all the time.
Have you ever met Elvis Duran?
Like they'll go, do you know Elvis? Yeah, I stand like 3 feet away from him every morning for 23 years. So I also am not a fan of people who like acknowledge they know where I work, but then they don't care. They want me to help them meet the other people.
Oh, that sucks.
It does. Yeah, that happened to me Friday.
We've talked about this as well on
this
podcast.
It happened to me Friday.
Where people try and use us in DMs to get to other people on the show.
Right.
No, they got their own Instagram accounts.
So we're at the New York City Wine and Food Festival.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about there. So after we went on stage, people then were reminded what we look like, what outfits we're wearing, you know. And so people were coming up to us afterwards. In other words, the doors opened, I think, for us at 6 o'clock, and then for everyone else at 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever it was. And we didn't go on stage to introduce Ty
Verdes, yep.
Ty Verdes, yep.
Until okay.
He's great. He's one of the nicest guys we've met in a long time. Not that we've had a lot of guests on in the past year and a half, but he couldn't have been nicer and just more genuinely happy to have a job in music. Just what a fun, nice, warm, 6'7" person. So once we came off stage and Elvis introduced all of us, a lot of people were coming up to us, including Kristen and Gavin and a lot of people. And so when they come up to me, they go, "Can I get a picture?" And I always say, "Yeah, but introduce yourself first. Like, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah." Because I always feel like it's about they just want to get a picture. They think that they're bothering me. And I always say, "No, you know, you're not bothering me. Please, let's take a picture. What's your name? Where are you from?" I like to talk to people because I appreciate that they want to get a picture with me or that they're a fan of the show. So most people were fantastic. But at one point, these two girls come up to me and they say, "Hey, where is everyone from the show?" And I said, "What?" Because, you know, Elvis, Danielle, Gandhi, where's everyone? When are you guys going on stage? I said, "We were already on stage. You missed it." So she recognized me enough to ask me, right? So she didn't see me on stage. So she says, "Oh, where are they now?" I said, "They're over by the stage, which is over there on the right, like, I don't know, 40 feet away." They went, "Oh, thanks." And they walked away.
You insignificant man, you.
Yeah, like, you don't want to take a picture, that's fine, but you just go, "I love the show," or "If you don't know my name, that's fine." But a few people were, like, using me to ask directions. "Hey, is Elvis coming around? Is he walking around?"
I hate that.
You know, I don't know. I assume he is. I don't know. "Oh, well, if you see him, could you tell him?" I'm not going to mention the person's name, but they said, "Could you tell him that blah, blah, blah is looking for them?" I said, "No, you know what?
No. You know what? No, I'm not going to say it."
Yeah, I said, I go, "You know what?
I'm not going to tell him.
I'm going to go over there and get a meatball parm hero, so I really can't promise you anything." But he's walking around. You can find him. So,
yeah.
Speaking of meatball parm.
Yeah.
So the way the food festival was, there were little tents, like little kitchens with a tent, like at a flea market, right? Where, like, there's this booths, right? Outdoor.
Booths.
And so there was, I don't know, 30 restaurants that brought, like, an oven or pots, and they were cooking their specialty and serving it in little cups or little plates. So there was like a lasagna place that was fantastic, and a tortellini place, and a few pizza places. I want to shout out two of our favorite pizza places, Artichoke Pizza and Village Square. What a pleasure to be able to eat both of them on the same night. And there was so one of the places all the way on the end of the pier, they had the worst spot. I didn't get to it yet. Scary comes up to me and he says, "Scary, what did you say to me?"
I said, "Brody, please, whatever you do, don't miss Arthur and Sons. It's the last booth all the way out at the end of the pier. They got the best meatball parm. Seriously, the best meatballs I've ever put in my mouth."
Now, we were on Pier 86, which is next to the Intrepid Aircraft Carrier Museum. And it's where the former commercial Concorde jet from British Airways, one of the many, I think there were a dozen at some point, one of them is now a museum. And it's just parked on the pier. So you can walk under it. And this booth was right next to the Concorde. Unbelievable to stand next to the Concorde.
Yeah.
The plane used to break the speed of sound in the 70s, 80s, and 90s before they retired it. Mm-hmm. And I trust Scary with Italian food, even when he overdoes it. "Brody, I don't care. Drop what you're doing. You got to go. It's the great." I went and had this meatball parm. It had shaved aged provolone on top.
Oh, God.
And keep in mind, you guys know I'm eating healthy. So yeah. I tried my best to not.
And I didn't do it to be rude. I didn't, you know, because a lot of times I'll you know, I want to mind my own manners because I know how it is when I'm first quarter scary trying to fast. So I wasn't being an intentional dick to
but
be
it was
like,
worth
oh.
the calories. And I did eat the whole thing, which was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. It was outrageous. Outrageously
so
good, right?
Really good.
And they're opening up, not a sponsor, at least not a sponsor yet, but Joe the chef, fantastic. I made friends with him, of course, because you want to be friends with the guy who cooks really well. And it turns out he's the guy that started Black Tap Burgers. They're the ones that make those crazy shakes, right? Is it Black Tap, right?
Black Tap, yep.
And yep. And he sold the company, but he's the genius behind that. And so I went up to Elvis later, and I pulled a skeery, and I said, hey, Elvis, did you have a chance to walk to the end of the pier? Did you have Arthur and Sons Meatball Parm Hero? Yeah. And he says, what are they paying you? Who's paying you more, them or Skeery? Like he said, Skeery's already been nagging me for a half hour. Yeah. I said, Elvis, he's right, though. It's that good. He goes, you know what? I don't need you telling me what. He's like, I got it, bro. I'm good. I'll find everything. He goes, but by the way, you got to try, was it Resdora.
Remdesivir.
No, that's a medic. That's a scam medication.
Resdora. Resdora was an Italian restaurant.
Right. Yeah. He says, but you got to try Resdora.
They had
it's fantastic.
The butternut
it's one of my
squash.
Favorite new restaurants. It's my favorite restaurants right now.
But so he did to you what I did to him.
So they had a tortellini.
It was a butternut squash agnolotti.
It was a tortellini. I call it.
They call it agnolotti.
It was a tortellini for those people who don't care that much.
Whatever.
And it was, what was inside?
Butternut squash.
I'm gonna look it up.
There's
no,
something sweet in there too.
It was something sweet. I think I took a picture of the sign. So I said to Elvis, I go, wait a minute.
Butternut squash.
I said, Skeery and I can't promote. We can't promote the
Arthur and Sons Meatball
Arthur
Hero.
Arthur and Sons, but you can promote your Italian restaurant to us. And he's like, oh, you got me. It was fantastic.
Yeah, the whole event was great.
Yeah, no complaints.
No.
Except the people that were using me just to. Yeah, and by the way, I almost offended someone. I didn't exactly hear what she said. And so I asked if I could please make an inappropriate joke. Here it is. Fire-roasted chestnuts stuffed with Parmigiano e Saba.
Oh, my God.
Or Saba.
Saba? Saba!
So it's chestnuts.
Roasting?
Fire-roasted chestnuts stuffed with Parmigiano e Saba.
Oh, my God.
In a tortellini, whatever you want to call it.
Bring that on.
And
that
they
on.
Can be found on Instagram at, not a sponsor, Rezdoranyc. Resdora. So
Resdora.
Also, the lasagna place, just fantastic. So much good food.
Yeah, I did like the lasagna. So, all right.
Yeah. All right. What did you say? What were you going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I offended someone. So, Kristen. So, it was really loud, right? And so, we were talking about, she said something about, I order food. She's not the orderer. She's the purchaser. For a supermarket chain in Connecticut.
Okay.
And I've heard of the supermarket chain once I heard what she said. But I said, oh, that's great. Yeah. She said, I work at Big Y. But I thought she said, I have a Big Y, which made me think of like her nether regions.
Oh, my God.
So I said,
well, first
so
of all,
said,
who calls it a Y? Wouldn't it be V?
It's a V, right. But I was like, I don't know what she's, what do you mean she has a Big Y? I go, that sounds inappropriate. Forgive me for asking. What do you mean you have a Big Y? So she laughed. She goes, no. I work at Big Y. She says, well, you could say that on the podcast. I'm not offended. So shout out to Kristen who works at Big Y.
Big Y Kristen.
Big Y Kristen. Yeah, that's what she said. She tweeted me. She goes, it's Big Y Kristen.
It's Big Y Kristen checking in.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, first of all.
The answer's no.
I have a couple of things. But first of all, I wanted to, a story of hope. A story of hope. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I want to see.
How old is hope?
Producer Sam and I were leaving the radio station and we were parked on the street on Friday.
All right.
And my meter had expired probably 5 minutes prior. As I'm walking toward the car, a good Samaritan was literally standing there and says, oh, is this your car? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, you're good till 11:30. Now in New York City, when you park your car and you want to extend your parking meter, you have to pay the meter with a credit card and then you print out the slip and then you put it on your windshield to show that you are, you know, you're legally parked. Then you don't feed physical meters anymore with quarters. So he had all these paper slips and he's going up and down the line of cars and putting the updated these paper slips under the windshields of all the cars. He goes, yeah, you were about to get a ticket, dude. And I just paid your meter. I said, I said, do I know you? And he goes, no, man, my name's Francisco. He goes, but I just don't like it when these meter people are sitting there waiting to pounce when the meters are up, and they're just waiting to give that ticket with 1 minute after, 1 minute after it expires. I wanted to make sure that you got your parking paid for.
Oh, that's nice.
So he renewed my meter and about three other people that were parked in that row, and he saved them all from getting parking tickets. How crazy is that?
That's excellent.
I mean, it cost him like $1 a car, but would you have the wherewithal? Would you have the would you jump
would
into
I have
action?
Done that?
Would you have done it? Would you have done it? If you saw, you were sitting there and you saw this meter person, the ticket person coming down the street.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna go see which cars are expired, and I'm gonna go quickly go to the master meter and start, paying with my credit card and start spitting out like extra time and start putting the slips on people's windshields so they're within the time limit. Would you do that?
Yeah, I think I would. I would feel terrible. I mean, like if it was old school and I had a quarter in my pocket, I would put the quarter in. Yeah, so
you would, right? Okay, yeah, and I would too. I just, just when you lose all hope in humanity, just know there are people like Francisco out there.
Well, there's a woman, I was at Target a couple of days ago, and I'm in the parking lot, and the car directly in front of me were nose to nose, a woman with a couple of kids, so she's sort of like balancing one kid in the cart, one kid in the crook of her arm. She's loading the back of her SUV, and she's got a lot going on. I hear a woman yelling, "Miss! Miss! Miss!" And a woman runs by my car up to this woman, and I crack the window open so I could hear the conversation. And she says, "I think you dropped this." The woman says, "What?" "I was behind you in line in the store, and I noticed as you were leaving, you dropped this." So it wasn't a Target employee. It was just another customer that saw the thing and rushed through the parking lot. And by the way, it was raining. In the rain. Rushed out to give her bag of whatever it was.
See, we need more people like that.
We do. I'll tell you who we don't need more people of.
Who?
The kinds of evil son of a bitches that would steal stuff off of your work desk.
Oh, I got to hear this.
You did hear it. You blew me off. I'll remind you.
Oh, wait. No.
No. I'm going to tell the story.
Right after this, you bastard.
Damn it.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
All right. So we've been in these offices now since 2008. We had really nice offices prior to 2008.
Yes, we did.
Jersey City, New Jersey. We were there from 1999 to 2008.
God, I missed that place.
We had a giant office with a huge space and tables for hanging out and extra desks.
I didn't appreciate that place at the time, but I appreciate it more now looking back. God, those were the best studios.
We had coat hooks, and we had a lot of cabinets above our cubicles. And
keyword, coat hook.
Yeah. So when we moved into the new place, Greg T., the Jersey kid, he and I had face-to-face cubicle by the window, right? So if I stood up, I saw the top of his head, okay? So at the side of our cubicles was a little wall, like partly my wall, partly his wall, because the cubicles were face-to-face, right? Head-to-head.
Cheek-to-cheek.
Exactly. And so when we moved in, there was no place to hang our coats. And yes, you can put your coat on your chair, but then when you lean back, the coat falls off. It's never convenient. Plus, you might want to hang up an umbrella or a book bag or whatever, you know, a backpack, whatever. So T went to Home Depot and bought these really nice, he had to buy a few of them, until we found ones that fit into a little space between the shelf on the cubicle and the edge of the cubicle. There's a little, like a half inch space where this over the hook thing, which had like a magnet weight on it, fit in perfectly so that the coat wouldn't be able to pull it off. Right? Because some of the over the door ones are thin, so they fit, right?
Yeah.
This was like the perfect, like it was made for our cubicles. And we've had those on our desks since late 2008, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe early 2009, right? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Well, since number one, I haven't been in the office in a while. Did you say it's been a long time since rock and roll?
Of course.
Zeppelin? Yeah. And so I haven't used it in a while because I have only barely been in the office in the past year and a half, maybe five times.
Yeah.
Twice. And then I've been in the office much more lately. So on Friday, since it's now getting colder in New York, was the first time since March?
March.
No.
Of 2020.
When was our anniversary show?
May.
So since I've been coming in sporadically since May, it's the first time I've needed a coat. So I hung up my coat on the hook on Friday. Okay. On Tuesday, Elvis was in studio, so I came in. My hook is gone. Greg T's hook is gone.
Oh,
they're both gone. So there's only like 12 people outside the morning show.
Yeah.
There's only, I think, 7 people that work at the radio station.
Right.
And so I emailed everybody, and I walked everywhere. I walked in all the studios looking for them. Maybe someone put it over the door. Maybe someone used it as like they filmed a TikTok
right.
video.
Yeah.
This, what did they use? And they put it down somewhere. Nothing. Can't find it. So I send out an email to everyone on the staff, and I'm like, hey, if you see my hooks, can you please return them? I'm not accusatory, but I'd like my hooks back. They've been there for how many years now? 12 years?
12 years.
They disappeared since Friday.
Did you? Well, let me ask you this. Did you find them?
No.
It is dawning upon me right now where they might be. Where they might be. And okay, I have nothing to do with it.
Before you tell me where they are, the first thing you said to me was, Brody, what's the big deal? Go buy new ones.
Well, yeah, because they're fucking hooks. Who cares?
Okay.
At the time, it seemed trite. Here we are trying to put together a 81-city, multi-market morning show for a network, and you're running around without a chicken, like a chicken without a head, looking for a freaking hook for your coat. I was going to say, do what we all do in the morning. We show up, we just throw our coats all over the back of chairs, wherever there's an empty space. What's so important that you have to hang your coat on a damn hook when we have bigger fish to fry at that hour of the morning?
Okay,
that's where I was coming from.
So you said, just go buy another one. So
just
I said, if it's not that big a deal, give me the money to buy it.
Well, it's not my problem.
Right.
Why? I'm not going to make your problem my problem.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What about the guy, the good-natured guy who put money in the meter for you?
Well, that's different.
But we need more people like that.
Yeah, we do. But
so
I'm not. But not when you're screaming at the top of your lungs for a fucking coat hook.
I didn't scream at you. I just said, I can't believe I'm back in the office. And since Friday, one of my coworkers stole my coat hook.
It's going to look really petty if you send an email out to the office.
No, I didn't accuse anyone. I said, hey, if they're laying around, maybe someone used them for something. If you could do me a favor,
I said,
put them back when you get a chance.
I said
polite.
Petty. It's going to sound petty.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, here's Brody again complaining about something.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the DJs threw 3 other people under the bus.
Really?
Oh, you left off these 2 people, and this person worked on the weekend. You should check them out, too.
Well, as I'm sitting here right now, mm-hmm. I just thought of something.
Did you take my hooks?
No. What I think might have happened. I think Greg T. reclaimed his property because he might have them in his office, guaranteed. Did you ask Greg T.?
Yeah, I did. I did think, okay. think he may have. Okay, I'll tell you why, because I know he didn't.
Because he's been, he comes down the hall all the time, yeah, and he was in the studio last week.
Yeah, so first of all,
he might have went to his old desk and be like, oh my God, I forgot these, and then just grab them.
So first of all, F you for getting my hopes up that you thought you knew where they were.
Well, that's that was my guess.
I thought you were going to say, you know, now that I think about
it's an educated guess.
Okay, it's not an educated guess. Second of all, Greg T has a full-size office with a door now. Now that he has his own, hosting his own morning show.
Oh, he's got his own hooks that are drilled into the wall.
He's got hooks on the back of the door. He's got a coat hanger, like a coat stand.
Yes.
Right? He doesn't need the cheap hooks. He doesn't have a cubicle anymore. And he wouldn't have taken both of them. He would have taken his. And he did not take them. I asked him.
Okay.
I said, T, where'd you get those? I need to buy another one. He didn't say, oh, yeah, I took them. Okay. Nope. He said, I don't have them.
Okay. So
I said, if you took them, T, it's fine. I know you were there Friday.
The case of the missing hooks.
So he claims he didn't take them.
Right.
Now, did he take them home with him and he's lying to me? He would have just said, Brody, I took them home. I bought them. I took them. I wasn't upset about
okay.
it. But I'm just tired of people stealing shit.
I know. But to me, they're just hooks. Now you're putting it in context and making me feel like a shithead.
Well, because they were chrome hooks, double hung, and they were probably $12, $13, $15.
Well, I was about to say, and they're the ones that fit that space. So
right. I don't know if Home Depot makes them anymore.
More importantly than the price, they were the ones that fit, and you couldn't find them anymore. Oh, my
I've already God. Looked at the three over-the-door hooks I have at home. None of them are going to fit. So my life is over.
Your life is over, and I'm just wondering if you tipped the ice guy at the club.
The ice guy? What are you talking about?
Brody, my return to the club was on Saturday night. On Saturday night, I went to my first
club.
The club. I went to my first.
Were you wearing the Yeezys?
I was not wearing my Yeezys.
Because you wore the Yeezys Friday to the food festival.
Well, listen, when in Rome, right? I was down in AC. I told you, we were seeing the Tyler Henry show.
Right.
We stayed over at the Ocean. It was a beautiful resort.
I sense someone dressing younger than they should be.
No.
I'm seeing a name. Ant Anthony, Andrew, something like that.
Hardy, har. Mm-hmm. So after dinner, they were like, we want you to check out HQ2, which is the nightclub, which is reopened. It's probably the only large-scale nightclub opened in AC right now. So they're like, we're going to set you up with a table and some bottles. We're going to do it right. A bottle of champagne, bottle of vodka. Bring your crew. So I show up at the club. And again, I haven't been to a club like that in a long time, because since before the pandemic, if I'm thinking. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because we haven't done that. We haven't done those nightclubs with, you know, DJ turning it up, laser light focused everywhere, crazy gobos in the sky, you know. So anyway, so we get there, and then, you know, we have the woman who pours the drink. They refuse. As soon as they see you from across the room, you know, trying to pour your own drink, pick up the vodka out of the ice. She comes storming over. No, let me get that for you, because they want a big tip. Well, every 10 minutes, there was a guy trailing her, and he was like, kind of made it known up front. Like, you know, when you're pining for a tip and you want to show that you're part of the team, and like, oh, don't just tip the hot waitress over there who's pouring your drinks. I'm here too. I'm part of the team. So when they came over to introduce themselves, it was her and him. And then every 10 minutes, he started replacing the ice, even when it didn't need to be replaced. So all of a sudden, he would like be like, oh, hold on. Let me get the ice. Because that's all he could do. He doesn't pour drinks. He doesn't handle the bottles. He doesn't do the check or any of that stuff. So he takes away dirty glasses and he takes the ice and he goes and he replaces it with new ice. Now, Brody. We're in an air conditioned club. How often do you think the ice needs to be changed?
Oh, every 2 hours?
Right. The guy was every 10, 15 minutes, he'd come by, he'd be like, oh, let me replace your ice. And he goes to get another bucket of ice, and then he puts the old bucket, takes the old bucket away, and then takes everything that was sitting in ice from the old bucket and puts it in a new bucket with the ice. And I'm like, the guy's giving us fresh ice every 15 minutes. So at the end of the night, it was time for me to tip the waitress. Obviously, you give her the 20, 25%. But how much do you tip the ice guy? How much do you tip the ice guy?
$2?
$2?
I don't know. I give the guy who drives my car $2. I'm gonna get.
Dude,
how much did you give the ice guy?
He's part of the team.
Well, maybe they pull the tips.
I don't know. I gave her 20%.
Oh, my God.
No. 20%. The waitress got 20%. I gave him 10%.
How much was the tab, Scary?
It ended up being, I don't know. Well, no, keep in mind, the bottles were comped. So what would it have been if it was, it was going to be like $40 for the ice guy. I gave the ice guy 40 bucks.
You gave him 40 bucks for changing the ice. What's it like to live in your world?
No, but I had to. No, keep in mind, I did not pay for anything else. Okay. There were six of us there. So
you're encouraging the ice guy to be a professional ice guy.
Well, that's my point. It's like the ice guy, and I know a lot of people listening, like, I cannot relate.
He's going to go home and tell his parents, Mom, I dropped out of college. Look at me now. I got 40 bucks for changing ice. Ha!
A lot of people that are listening, like, oh, I just go to a bar and I got beer and shots, and what the fuck are you talking about, Scary? And I understand that. This is a very bougie thing.
Did you tip the sparkler girl?
No.
For putting the sparklers in the bottle?
Oh, my God. They came by with one of those.
Yeah.
Here's
a little something for you, sparkle lady.
They came by with a huge sign that was lit up, like a letterbox, and it said, HQ2 welcomes Scary. And they had a bottle parade, and they were going up and down with the sign, and they had each other on each other's shoulders, and about six bottle girls came out with sparklers and everything. I didn't tip them anything because that was the presentation moment. Now, a lot of people, again, cannot relate, but my point is, some point in your life...
I can't relate.
No, but at some point in your life, you may be going to someone's bachelor party, or you're going to do like some crazy night out. It's maybe a once-in-a-lifetime, twice.
The last bachelorette party I went to, a girl shot ping pong balls out of her hoo-ha. That's not quite the same thing. It was at a Knights of Columbus, like a rinky-dink back room... The bachelor had a wiffle ball bat and he was hitting the ping pong ball.
If you do a Vegas,
not the same experience.
If you do a Vegas thing, a Vegas or Miami, you go to the club. The thing is this.
Knights of Columbus club.
That's DUH, by the way.
Yeah.
Knights of Columbus. So my larger point here is, do you tip the ice guy? And because I felt bad. So I felt like money had to come out of my pocket. He was changing. He was replacing the ice every 10 minutes.
I can't.
You're right there, Brody.
No, I'm dumbfounded. I should be an ice guy. Probably make more money.
So I did the wrong thing. I gave him I gave him $40 for his, because I had to calculate. I'm like, how many times did he come back? All right. And we've been here for 3 hours. The guy was like waiting on his hand and foot. I mean, you can't put a price on good service. I mean, I figured it has to be worth more than that, no?
I guess.
It has to be that.
I don't know.
I know it's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. It's $40. But when considering I was comped and I didn't pay anything going in, I'm not going to walk in there like a freeloader, drink all their drinks and leave.
I guess. Okay. Had you paid for the bottles?
Now we're really unearthing.
How much are you giving the ice guy?
Probably nothing.
Oh, okay. So now he should work for free, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. I felt like I felt guilty that no money came out of my pocket. So I felt like I had to tip the ice guy.
I feel like if the ice guy dies, if you don't tip him and he dies tragically, the next time you go to see Tyler Perry, the clairvoyant, whoever that guy was, he's going to say, does anyone know ice? I'm hearing ice. Does anyone know anything about ice? That guy would come back from the dead to tell you that you didn't tip him. I'm sensing a cheapness at the club. Did you not tip the ice guy? He says he's still holding a grudge.
I listen. I bring it up because it is absurd. We bring up absurd things on this podcast.
Before we wrap this up, do I have time to tell you about a tip situation with me that happened at a restaurant?
We have all the time in the world right after this.
All right.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
So I was at a very nice theme restaurant with my buddy Jeff. By the way, I've mentioned him on this podcast a bunch of times. I've also referred to him as my friend without saying his name.
He's my best friend.
He was at the Wine and Food Festival. And when so when people came up to me to say, oh, you know, hey, Brody, can I get a picture? I said, sure, my friend Jeff here will gladly take the picture if you want. And almost everyone said, oh, my God, you're his friend from the podcast with the Jeep and the cars and the whole thing.
Oh, people remembered him.
So he became famous because all of a sudden he's the guy I keep talking about.
Yes.
Not all my stories about him, but some of them are.
Oh, that's cool.
So he was like, hey, I'm famous for a little while. I was like, yes, you are. Yeah. So we went to dinner on Monday night.
On a Monday.
And our waiter's name was Tom. And Tom, I could tell, was not a good waiter. I could just tell he wasn't a good waiter. Mm-hmm. He was just like nervously like, oh, I'll be with you guys in a second. And I was like, okay, Tom's not a good waiter. So he came over and he says, have you guys been here before? I said, yep, we're here all the time. All right, because I was going to tell you where the bathroom is. I'm like, oh, that's very nice, but no, we've been here before. No one's ever told us where the bathroom was. I thought that was helpful, I guess, right? Tell us where mm-hmm. the bathroom is. And he says, I'll come back, come get your order. Let me know when you're ready. I said, well, we're ready. We're here all the time. We know what we want. So my friend orders a drink, you know, iced tea, whatever. And so I said, just give me a glass of water. It'll be fine. And I said, we'll place the appetizer order now, and we'll come back with a... we'll give you the whole thing now. So we give him an appetizer order. We went to quesadillas and we order our dinner. And my friend orders what he usually orders, and I order what I usually order. But I had something different last time because I told you I'm eating healthy. And so they make this maple glazed salmon with an apple fennel chopped up thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it tastes like licorice. It's fantastic. And parsnips or something. So I don't want the parsnips. So the last time I was there, I had them substitute these. How do I explain this? If you make the O sign with your fingers, like an OK sign,
yep.
That it would be inside that hole. That's how big the potatoes were.
Okay.
Like the size of a quarter.
Like a russet potato.
Yeah, they were Yukon gold potatoes.
Right. Those are the small ones. Yep.
The small ones, right? And so the last time I got them, they had a glaze on them, and they were like double stuffed with some cheese inside. Unbelievably good. They were so good the last time I was there, I took an order home with me. That's how good they were. So I tell Tom, instead of the parsnips, I'd really like the Yukon gold potatoes that come with the steak.
Should be no problem.
So he says, oh, I'm not familiar with those. I said, well, just tell the guys in the back, the potatoes, the Yukon, the little ones, that come with... come with the steak.
I was about to say, you're right. So they were already on the menu with another dish.
Right. I said, I've had
it before. So it's not like you're asking them to go back into the kitchen and rummage through the shit for something that may not exist.
Right. So he says, all right. And he sounds confused, like his brain's going to explode.
Oh, boy.
And I've tried to be easy with him. I was just like, one substitution. Just that. So he comes back and he says, I think they know what it is. I think they know what it is.
I think.
And he brings my friend his drink and he says,
I think I can.
Are you sure you don't need a drink to me? And I said, no, I ordered a water. Oh, I don't think you did.
Is water not a drink? Or he just didn't hear you the first time?
Well, don't ever blame me. So I said, nope, I absolutely ordered a water because I knew it. You know how I knew I ordered a water? Because I didn't order a Diet Coke, no ice, because I'm trying to cut down on anything that would trigger me to want food. Right. So I went out of my way to, oddly, in my mind, me saying it, a water, sounded weird.
Well, it sounded like the cash register doesn't ring in his brain because it's free. What that was.
Yeah. Like, so oh, I ordered the water. He brought me the water. He's very nice about it, whatever. And so the food comes out, and I've got a giant baked potato on my plate cut in half.
Huh.
So I said, I'm sorry to bother you, Tom, but I really want the small Yukon, the little Yukon potatoes.
Yeah.
The little ones. And I said, and these have bacon in them. Mm. I don't want bacon. I want the double fluffed, restuffed that I had them last time.
Wow, I wish I was there. I would have eaten that.
Well, it was fine, but I did something I wanted.
I'm not,
I don't know. Who the hell calls you? I'm the only friend you have. And so he goes, all right, let me check. And so a manager comes out. I didn't ask for the manager. A manager comes out. And he says, oh, you want the Yukon potatoes? He goes, those are the Yukon potatoes. I said, what? He goes, well, those are the potatoes we have currently in stock. They're different sizes than what you're used to.
Oh.
So I said, you don't have the little potatoes with the cheese? And he goes, oh, these have cheese in them. I said, yeah, but they have bacon in them. The other ones didn't have bacon. Oh, they should have. Oh, so I was here on forgot to put the bacon in day? and he doesn't laugh. I go, because I had two orders of them. They didn't have bacon. He's, well, they're supposed to have bacon. I said, so, all right, that's fine. So I had these giant potatoes now on my plate.
Cut in half.
Which is not what I wanted. Not I wanted the little ones with the glaze on them.
Of course you did.
These were bone dry awful. Okay. Anyway, we get that was fine. It wasn't a big deal. So the check comes, and I ordered salmon, and my friend ordered a flatbread pizza. Now, mine was like $10 more than his. And I just as easily as I don't want to overpay for somebody else, I said, you know what? I'm going to pay more for the food because I ordered the expensive salmon.
Wow, that's very big of you, Brody.
Well, that's how I roll. I'm not cheap. I'm smart with money, and I do the right thing. So I said, you know what? I'll have them split it. I did the math, and I said to Tom when he came back, I said, Tom, I have the blue credit card. He has the green one. On the blue one, put $34 and then the rest on his, right?
You really think that Tom Dumb is going to get your order right?
I thought as a professional waiter,
you think he's
going
to get people to split the check? He can't even get your order right and he forgot your order.
In retrospect, I should have split the check and I would have Venmoed my friend
some money. That's what you should do.
But I said, you know what? I'm going to just split the check and I'll pay the more money because I, you know.
You said, oh, you put this amount here and that amount
just
there.
Just charge $34, right? Yeah. So he comes back. He goes, here you go,
not
guys.
Not a shot.
And he, by the way, he doesn't offer us dessert for some reason. But
ooh, bad.
Every other table, we hear him saying, would you like the dessert? We have this lovely blah, 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 and this amazing blah, blah, blah.
He probably wanted to get you the fuck out of there, to be quite honest.
did not offer his dessert. I'm thinking
that's a sign. That's
out.
A sign right there. It's
right.
Like, get these
so he brings the check, and it's split evenly.
Of course evenly. It was. Tom Dumb.
So the manager walks by, goes, how are you guys? Everything good? So I said, well,
You couldn't help yourself. You could have just bit your tongue and said, yeah, things are great. See, that's what I would have done. Just get me the hell out of there.
I wanted my coat hooks at the restaurant. So I said to the guy, hey, you know,
oh, man.
We asked for the check to be split a certain way, and it was even. It's not a big deal, but is it a big deal to be split? He goes, no, it'll be ridiculous. So he said, I'll take care of it for you. So 10 minutes later, he comes over and he goes, I'm really sorry. The printer had to have the paper replaced. We were out of paper. I had to go to the back and get more paper. And it just took a while. I'm sorry about that. But here you go. And it was done. But it was just, it took like an extra 15 minutes to get the check from when I ordered the check to be split a certain way. So lesson learned to me. When the guy is not really all there, don't ask him to do a little extra. Because you're not going to get it.
You ain't going to get it.
Not going to get it. So I got a good meal and I had oversized potatoes.
And
now, what was so scary? Let me ask you a question. Number one, what would you have tipped the guy? And number two, would you ever trust to order that order again?
Number one, I would still give him his 20% because I think that is automatic. I think that you got
to really, but isn't it supposed to be like, thank you for great service? And by the way, please don't tweet us that TIPS stands for
to ensure proper service. It does not.
Because it doesn't.
It does not.
Right.
And
okay.
Golf is not gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah, we've gone over
these
that.
These are stupid
years
things.
Old. Right. So you'd give him 20%. What would he have to do to get less than 20%?
Be a rude, obnoxious asshole.
So if he's like, what if he's tripped and spilled
the floor? If it was all accidental and it was all being aloof and unaware and he just forgot and he was dumb and forgetful and just being stupid, I still give him the 20%. They still did the work. They put the effort in for what they thought was a good job.
All right.
It's when they start treating you like a piece of shit or they start getting nasty or any of the, any of that stuff.
Well, that's they don't offer you dessert.
No. Well, no, that's when money starts coming off from me. But and that's like, what I demand. Okay, right, that's when I say, let me speak to the manager. That's when that's when the letter writing campaign begins.
Okay. Because
I have a couple of emails I want to read. Then we can
I have some stuff too. So one last question. What would the ice guy had to have done to have gotten a less of a tip? What could the ice guy have gotten wrong?
What if,
to have given you, to you give him less than
give me dirty
what you
looks.
Gave him? Okay.
Give me dirty looks.
What if he hand jammed your ice?
Accidentally, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But if he didn't know what he was doing, yeah. But if he like really fucked me over, no, it'd have to be intentional. Listen, I'm not going to fault anybody for getting shit wrong or whatever, because you get what you pay for when it comes to where you're at and who's helping, you know, who's working to the shift, you know, the Sunday morning shift, you know, those... you go into any said fast food chain or even fast casual chain on a Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon. A lot of times, this is where the newbies are, the training people, the rookies, they give the more experienced shifts, in my opinion, to the weekend nights. Like, those are your prime timers, right? The ones that can work fast and do the better job. So I don't take money away from them. I just feel like they're just in training and I attribute it to that. I don't know. I'm very lenient like that. I don't get mad at people.
All right, that's fine. So before we read some email and some stuff, I just wanted to, I don't want you to hit the jingle, the song at the end. I want to call you out on something you did that was very dangerous. So I'm just let's read the email before we get out of here. I'm going to call you out on something just to show the lengths you will go to for a dollar.
All right, here we go.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail time. Mail time.
That sounds like it's mail time.
Welcome. You've got mail.
And you can always email us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. We have Brian Della Bernarda. Wow, that's a nice Jewish name. Hey, guys. Just a fellow Northeasterner and Met fan here, loving this podcast. I moved from North Carolina in February, and this podcast has helped keep my Northeast roots. Finally caught up from zero, and what a ride it has been. It's been crazy 8 months of catching up, and I'm glad to be here. It's a bittersweet moment, though. I've loved listening to three shows a day, and now that I have to wait, I'll be going back to zero to get that rush back. Brody, it was awesome to hear you on the big show on 10/19 on the 19th. That was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. People texted in because Elvis went to me a lot.
Yeah.
And people texted in. Love Brody. More Brody. I'm okay with that.
Going gay to double your clothing options is classic, Brody. just need to date with the same...
Oh, yeah, because Elvis was wearing his husband's shirt.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Okay. So okay. And then, Skiri, I commented on a few of your posts and stories about your look-alike... Peter Millar collared shirts, and was really bummed not to see that sponsorship take flight. The Peter Millar headquarters are in my home city of Raleigh, North Carolina. So
I think it's Raleigh, by the way.
Raleigh.
I think it's Raleigh.
If you need someone to bust down some doors to get that sponsorship, let me know.
Yes.
I'll take a drive over to headquarters. Just say the word, my man. love the show. Keep it up, guys. Looking forward to every new week of the Brooklyn Boys podcasts. And now that I'm caught up, I will be on that merch site to support the best podcast on the planet. That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Nice. He put it that.
I love you, Brian. You're awesome. We love you. Thank you for being our newest slice for life. But that's caught up to the present.
Nice. While we're talking about merchandise, if I could jump in here, I want to thank Rosie, R-O-Z-E-Y, at I Am Rosie. David Brody, love my new Brooklyn Boys hoodie. Love listening to you guys. She's wearing, in the picture, the Brooklyn Boys podcast slice black, white, and red hoodie.
Oh, I love that one.
She has reddish hair, a purplish red.
It matches.
Looks nice with the hoodie. Yeah, no,
that's
close
great.
Enough. A little accessorizing. So thank you for your purchase.
All right, thank you. All right, German Baez wrote to us. Guy's been wanting to write in for a while. I'm not too active on...
Probably Herman.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
Herman?
Yep, if I had to guess.
Herman Baez.
Regular.
Okay, all right, Herman.
He's a big DMer.
Not too active on Twitter, and there isn't enough space there to say what I want to say. That's being said, I have to be brief about this, but I want to say thank you for a good, solid, funny podcast. Been familiar with the staff at The Big Show for so many years, and the podcast does a great job in highlighting your talents in an expanded forum. Health. Kudos to Brody for his new health habits. This is important. I've always been slightly overweight, and a little over 10 years ago, I looked at my kids and said to myself, I got to be better. Simply because I want to be here as long as possible for my family and myself. I started running, working out, eating better, and the 45-year-old me would easily kick the ass of the 25-year-old me. The important thing is I don't believe in diets. You have to make all the positive changes a part of your daily lifestyle. So, Scary, let's stop the quarterly versions of you. You can do better. Also, you can eat whatever you want. Keep eating pizza, chicken parm, and meatballs. You just got to balance it out with meal size over healthy eating habits and physical activity. Mm-hmm. Okay, he goes on to talk about health. All right, this is kind of this is private stuff here. I know this is long. I don't expect you to read this on the podcast. Oh, too late.
And yet you're doing it.
I skipped over a whole middle section, which I'll send to you privately, Brody. Anyway, keep churning out great content.
Sucking on a lollipop?
Okay, here's an idea for the merch store from him. How about a health push for your followers? Make a tech running t-shirt. Have your followers buy one and post a pic of them doing some running or other physical activities. I'd buy a I Run with the Brooklyn Boys podcast t-shirt anytime. Ooh, Brody. Ooh, I run with the Brooklyn Boys. I run. Yeah, I run with the Brooklyn Boys.
Well, if you're jogging.
Yes. And if you're overeating, I roll with the Brooklyn Boys.
Yes.
So run. I like that in one of those dry fit shirts. I like that. Thank you so much. Straight out of Bushwick and long suffering Met fan myself. And I've got one more, and then we'll go right back to you, I guess. Or unless
I had a couple Mets thing I wanted to touch on real quick. It's
go ahead.
It's not baseball ish, but somebody, I don't think I read this. If I read this before, I apologize. I was on a Mets Instagram page, like a fan page, somebody who like really follows he writes a blog for the Mets. And this person wrote, "We're the Mets. Whenever we're not in a close game, we're getting rocked." Aren't those the only two options?
Yeah, it's either or.
Right. It's either a close game or it's not a close game. Those are other than being a tied game, I guess.
You're
two options.
All right.
So I wrote back, I go,
hey.
They're the only two options. What are you, like, we're typical Mets. Right. We're either losing by a little, losing by a lot. You know?
Yeah.
Shut up. Sorry, just don't be stupid.
Rachel Kohler. Rachel Kohler dog training. That's where this email comes from. Rachel Kohler, the dog trainer. Brooklyn Boys, I will not say names. I started listening to the 15-minute morning show years ago, going through phases of binge listening to it. Okay. While listening to that, I had a hard time telling y'all's voices apart. Once I was caught up on that podcast, I needed more podcast content from Elvis Duran Morning Show. Since listening, I have no idea how I used to mix y'all up. So she started listening. And then she goes on to say, I decided to finally listen to the Brooklyn Boys podcast. I started from the beginning, currently up to episode 14.
Okay.
From October 27th, 2017. Yeah. That's where we played the unedited phone taps, I believe.
No, that was episode 50 because someone tweeted at us.
Oh, today. Yeah. By the way, since it's Halloween week, go listen to episode 50 and you'll hear our unedited phone taps. You're welcome. They're Halloween themed. They're perfect just in time for the season. Going back to her email, every time I hear y'all read the emails, I want to send you one. And once I get caught up, and if y'all read my email, maybe I'll get to hear a little snippet of it. Guess what? You will at some point, but not right now because you're at episode 14. See you maybe in 3 more years. Anyway, that being said, I enjoyed listening to you all on the 15-Minute Morning Show and this podcast. I always turn on the Brooklyn Boys while I'm at work. Like everyone else who writes, I love the rants and y'all's arguing. Only thing I hate is that I can't chime in on the arguments. Why are you not live?
Well, that's not a podcast. It's a radio show.
It's a radio show, yeah. Writing this email on October 17th, 2021. What year will it be when I hear this? I will write to you then.
I feel like episode 200, we should maybe experiment with the thing we've been talking about experimenting with.
Yes, I think so too.
All right. Just throwing out maybe that'll be like for the barbecue. A little tease for the barbecue.
A little tease for the BBQ.
All right. So here's what I want to wrap up with, and just Scary. We have teased you about slipping in a commercial endorsement.
Always.
And you'll endorse any product, and you do a good job with clients you're a fan of. I get that.
You know it.
Nobody promotes their clients like you.
That's right.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna mention a client, but only because in order to mention this client on your social media, don't interrupt. You risk the lives of yourself and the people around you on the Verrazano Bridge. It's the second longest suspension bridge in the world, or it was at the time.
Yeah.
The longest suspension bridge in America, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or second to the Golden Gate. I forget which. Doesn't matter. Don't tweet me. But it's one of the longest suspension bridges in the world.
Yep.
While driving, I don't know if you followed this truck from the warehouse to make it look like you just happened to pull up behind it. But I see you changing lanes and passing cars to get in behind the truck from a company that you are currently doing an endorsement for. And you filmed it on your phone.
I did.
The back of the truck. And you wrote, "I see you at Dumbo Moving," for Dumbo Moving Company. You tagged them. I have a feel. Please tell me you didn't tag them while driving. Please tell me that was later.
I'm about to just take the wind out of Brody's sails right here. My girlfriend taped that from the passenger seat.
Well, that ruins the joke. You don't know how to do a podcast. Why would you say that?
Because I'm being honest. Because I don't want people to think I'm a fucking idiot, and that I'm driving a car over a bridge on an expressway, and I have my phone out. Because I would never do that.
Okay, but you were driving and passing people and swerving.
I will say this. I will give you that much. They are my client. They were my client.
And they are.
I was driving and I spotted them past me. They whizzed past me. I'm like, oh my God.
They whizzed. They're in the right lane.
I know. I was in the left lane because it was the
and
lane.
And so your first instinct
was. It was the lane to enter the Bell Parkway. Wait, hold on.
Robin, grab a camera.
I was like, take out your phone. I'm like, give me some footage. So she grabbed the footage and hastily. And
that's the first time your girlfriend ever grabbed the footage, if you know what I'm saying.
So she basically did the taping for me, and I did the weaving to try and get. I had to get near the truck so I can get the proper angle.
Yeah,
we were
angles.
If you were talking about truth be told,
yeah,
I was trying to catch up to it for a good 10 minutes because it started on the Staten Island Expressway where it went past me, and then finally I caught up to it on the bridge. So I wasn't being reckless, Brody.
No, but you did go above and beyond.
I did.
For your client.
I did. That's next level shit right there.
Next level.
They're
by the way,
road.
I do have a bone to pick with you on that commercial because you say, I'm from Brooklyn. But you don't say that the moving company's from Brooklyn or they specialize in Brooklyn. So it sort of seems like something was edited out of the commercial. Just for future reference.
Because, Dumbo is where they started in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it stands for Down Under the Manhattan and Brooklyn Bridges.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's down under the Manhattan and Brooklyn overpass.
Overpass, right?
So, right, because there's a road that connects. Yeah. It's the BQE, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
So just know that that commercial there probably needs some more context.
Also, there's a grammatical error in the commercial you do with Garrett for Della Russo eye laser. I'm mentioning on a client.
Let's talk about that some other time.
No, I'm just saying these are things. But let's fix that Dumbo commercial. They deserve the best.
I think we should go to Dumbo for some pizza.
All right, stop it.
Boys,
you're making me hungry now. I've had too much pizza, but you know what? It is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
You missed it again.
Boys,
I know.
From Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.